Your manifesto says, if we move on, you will deliver a single integrated system of teacher training for Northern Ireland.
We talked earlier on about public finances. At present, we are spending £2 million per year in terms of additional payments to teacher training colleges to reflect their small status. If we had a situation where we had a single teacher training system for Northern Ireland, we would save about £5 million per year.
So that's merging Stranmillis and St Mary's.
There's a range of different models, but we had a report delivered by a panel of international experts that said a single system.
Well, they would have to be on it. Stranmillis and St Mary's a single system.
Yes, but
here's the point.
But it could be a confederation between them.
Sure.
But we could save about £5 million per year. Secondly, we are training too many teachers. We're artificially pumping teachers through. I called this a racket several years ago. We're artificially
a racket.
We're artificially pumping through more people into these colleges to ensure that they remain viable financially at a time when we don't have the job opportunities for teachers. We need to be investing in engineers and computer scientists.
That's a hell of a thing, Stephen Farrey, for a minister.
Yes.
You've been a minister for 5 years, correct?
Yes.
To say there's been a racket in Northern Ireland.
Yes.
Under your watch?
Not on my watch.
What do you mean not on your watch?
The figures for teacher...
You're minister of what? I'm minister in charge of...
Employment and learning. Let me explain how this works. I fund the teacher training colleges.
You've been funding a racket, have you?
Hang on. The numbers in the teacher training colleges are set by the Minister of Education, not by me. These figures, there's a thing called the teacher demand model, which shows what, in terms of a proper analysis, the number of teachers should be trained.
You've been funding a racket.
That has been inflated by as much as 50% by the Education Minister over the past 10 years.